I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Friday, June 3rd. 35-year-old Stephanie Sacco of Quincy is charged with driving under the influence of drugs when she crashed a special needs school van with a student on board Wednesday morning. Police say Sacco struck another car near the Quincy police station. The Lincoln Hancock School student was not seriously injured. Police recovered drugs in the van. Sacco was then fired from Quality Ride Transportation Company of Brockton. Quincy College exercise science instructor Wayne Westcott is retiring to care for his wife, who is battling cancer. Westcott has worked in physical fitness for the college for over 10 years and was fitness director at the South Shore YMCA in Quincy for 25 years. He has a doctorate in exercise science and has written many books and research papers on the subject. Manette Community Health Center will hold a free COVID-19 walk-in vaccination clinic at the Kennedy Center in Quincy today. The clinic will run from 9:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. and include all three FDA-approved vaccines and boosters. The National Commander of the Sons of the American Legion will be at the Morissette Post on Liberty Street in Quincy Saturday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. to present a gift to Terry Brill on behalf of the late Joe Brill. The public is invited to attend. The Beantown Swing Orchestra will perform a free live concert on the Hancock Adams Common in Quincy Center Saturday from 2 to 4 p.m. The 77th Annual Caddy Day Memorial Ceremony will be held Sunday at 11 a.m. at Caddy Park on Wollaston Beach in Quincy. The William R. Caddy Detachment invites the public to attend. The annual Quincy Police Memorial Sunday service will be held this Sunday at 9 a.m. at the Police Memorial at Mount Wollaston Cemetery. The service will begin with a procession from the Quincy Courthouse at 8:45 a.m. And the 5th Annual Quincy Pride Celebration will be held this Sunday from noon to 5 at Pageant Field in Quincy. Live music and food trucks will be part of the celebration. I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV News Update for Friday, June 3rd.